It's not good.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by the Mutual Fund Store. Authorities in Baton Rouge, Louisiana say they have foiled a plot to kill police. Three men have been arrested, but the threat may not be over.
Officials tell us they have every reason to believe there is potentially a fourth and maybe more suspects involved in this plot to harm police officers in Baton Rouge. This all started late Friday night into Saturday morning after officials tell us there was a burglary at a Cash America pawn shop here in Baton Rouge, where they say they found one suspect outside fleeing the scene with a handgun. After interrogating that suspect, he apparently told officers that him and a group of people were, quote, looking to get bullets in order to target police officers during protests following the death of Alton Sterling.
Correspondent Boris Sanchez. D.C.'s crime numbers are in for the first half of the year, and the police chief says there are some bright spots.
At this point last year, 74 people had been killed in the district, and people were looking for answers. This year, there have been 68 homicides.
Overall, year-to-date, as of today, crime across the board in the district is down 3%.
Police Chief Kathy Lanier says one of their biggest challenges was bringing down robberies.
Right now, we are exactly even from where we were last year, and every week, the robbery numbers have gone down several percentage points.
She's crediting the creation of a robbery task force that looked more closely at crime patterns. However, assaults with a dangerous weapon and violent crime as a whole are both up slightly. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser is proposing steps to bolster the city's police department. One thing the mayor wants to do is expand the city's police cadet program.
Open the age window. So if you're through 24 years old, you can apply for the cadet program. You would be able to work 20 hours per week with the police department, learning and seeing and observing officers while you're going to school to get 60 credits. And then you would be able to join the police academy.
Bowser is also proposing rehiring some retired sergeants and detectives to beef up a police force that has been losing officers to retirement. Closing arguments are expected tomorrow in the Baltimore trial of one of the police officers charged in Freddie Gray's death. The defense rested yesterday in the trial of Lieutenant Brian Rice, the highest-ranking officer to face trial in the case. Judge Barry Williams hasn't said when he'll deliver his verdict. Did Donald Trump tip his hand a little last night in Indiana with a hint of who he's going to choose as his running mate?
Trump playing to the hometown crowd last night, coyly hinting Indiana Governor Mike Pence might get the VP nod.
I don't know whether he's going to be your governor or your vice president. Who the hell knows?
As Trump tries out potential running mates on the road, he still insists the pick is coming this week. And Pence is aiming to prove his prowess on the campaign trail.
I think it would be extremely careless to elect Hillary Clinton as the next president of the United States.
The vice presidential intrigue coming as both presidential candidates grapple with more somber issues on the trail.
Correspondent Sarah Murray. And at the Louisville Zoo in Kentucky, a popular snake known as Monty the Python is no more. Zookeepers had to euthanize the 13-foot, 38-year-old Burmese python due to failing health. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 18,348, the Nasdaq at 50,23. Sports, the American League keeps its All-Star Game winning streak alive with a 4-2 win over the National League. Bryce Harper goes 1-for-2. WNBA, the Mystics are in Phoenix tonight. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Honestly?
Chris Plant is on.
I'd be very interested in knowing more about that.
Weekdays 9 to noon.
It's just extraordinary, isn't it? See?
Chris Plant. On Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
The day she walked down the aisle, I became the luckiest man alive. Because ever since, she always put family first, no matter what. Left her career to stay home with the kids. Sacrificed a lot. So I promised I'd give her a nice retirement. Some great years after a job well done. But a while back, it hit me. Right in the gut. That wasn't going to happen. I hadn't bothered to plan for retirement. So we wiped away a few tears, then got to work finding some folks who could understand where we were coming from. And now, that promise is one I'm aiming towards keeping.
Whether you've done some planning or none at all, the Mutual Fund Store can help. You'll meet one-on-one with an advisor who will build you a long-term retirement plan, then stick by you to help make sure it stays on track. The Mutual Fund Store makes it easy to start with a free portfolio review and retirement guide. Get yours at MutualFundStore.com.
Hi, I'm Brad Garner with the Mutual Fund Store in the D.C. area. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit MutualFundStore.com and let's talk about your financial goals today.
Need garage door repair? GarageDoorRepair.com.
Get your hands on Dunkin's new Almond Joy and Heath Bar flavored iced coffees. It's your sweet afternoon pick-me-up. Try the delicious Almond Joy or Heath Bar flavors today. America runs on Dunkin'. The Almond Joy and Heath trademarks and trade dress are under license from the Hershey Company. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, first on 66. It's been about the volume. Manassas, Centerville, Fair Lakes, and Fair Oaks. But we have a crash on 123. If you're heading in through Oakton, north of I-66. Northbound 123, Chain Bridge Road at Germantown Road, had a car into a utility pole, but they are allowing one lane to slowly get by. So you can get through. It will cost you extra time, though, so plan for that. Beltway in Annandale starting to bunch up, and again, as you come off the toll road, pushing toward the American Legion Bridge, a little bit under speed. Wilson Bridge delays are back almost near Route 5, and in the local lanes, responding to a crash near 210. 295 slows off the Beltway toward the Naval Research Lab, and we have an unusual delay because of a crash. Silver Hill Road, if you're heading northbound, just north of the Suitland Parkway. Again, accident under police direction. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Thunderstorms with a little increased humidity today, and then we'll see some hotter temperatures come in by tomorrow. 89 about where we should be this time of year, and some scattered storms this afternoon through this evening. Overnight quieting down, 76. The sun with a few clouds. Tomorrow will pop up a storm in the afternoon in places. 96. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 77 in Arlington, 73 in Damascus, 77 in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. The GOP will have to confront the divide on LGBT issues in Cleveland. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. AM 630.
WMAL. 707 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 735 this morning, the one, the only KT McFarland. And then at 805, we're going to talk to Elizabeth Schultz, Fairfax County School Board member, the only Republican. And by the way, they're going to be talking about some important stuff. They're talking about their transgender policy. And they've had a history of not letting people actually speak up. Who have different opinions about that. But you're going to get your opportunity here on Mornings in the Mall in the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
All right, so the first thing you need to know about Pokemon Go, if you're going to play this game, is to deactivate the music on the app so you don't have to listen to the music because it's awful music. All right, do that first and you're going to save yourself a bunch of headaches. Are you on board with the Pokemon Go thing? Are you having a problem with it? Or are you completely ignoring the Pokemon Go phenomenon? And if you are a location around this great Washington metro area that has somehow become a magnet for Pokemon Go users because your home or residence or building that you work in has become either a Pokemon stop or a Pokemon gym, tell us how you're dealing with it. 888-630-9625. A lot of businesses are having trouble with the fact that people are just wandering in with their cell phones, catching Pokemon, and walking out. I saw a sign in a restaurant that said, Pokemon are for paying customers only. but other restaurants are embracing it, saying, come on in.
Well, hold on a minute, because we have been talking about this in your absence.
Because it is
a phenomenon.
It's a major thing.
It truly is a phenomenon, and there are a lot of concerns about it. But a lot of people are irritated by the thing, but you love it.
Chime in here, 888-630-9625. Here, let me just say this, because I'm coming off a little bit of a vacation.
That's right.
Took a couple days off.
Right.
Spent it with my family. We just had five police officers killed in Dallas, Texas. Mm-hmm. We have a looming race war in our country, right. Some would say. We've got divisive political leaders who are utilizing the horrible news in the world to polarize us even further and keep us apart. And we have a looming presidential election that is sure to be angry, vitriolic, and divisive as well.
I would agree.
I spent 5 days with my children on a beautiful beach in Virginia with our cell phones, having a blast,
walking around neighborhoods, catching Pokemon, laughing with each other, having little battles with our Pokemon, trying to outdo each other, giggling, and completely unplugged from the realities of the horrible
news. It was a nice, you think it's a nice
diversion. It was a great diversion. And I think that anytime we can embrace something like that, just to have a little bit of fun and to put things in perspective, I think we should do that.
Well, I did not know. And I have had a blast doing it. Listen, I do get that. I absolutely
and
do.
And if
that.
I may, can I just tell you a quick anecdote real fast about this before you jump in? Pokemon Go has gotten more kids in America off the sofa and walking around and active and putting in kilometers and miles on their exercise than Michelle Obama was ever able to do in 7 years of cajoling and haranguing with her Let's Move thing. My kid, my 11-year-old, said, "Hey, Dad, I got to go. Can I go outside and go for a 5K walk?" And I was like,
"What?
Okay. Why do you have to go for a 5K walk?" He said, "Well, because I've got a Pokemon egg and it's incubating and I have to hatch it." And see, here's part of the game. The only way you can hatch the egg is if you put steps in and you got to go walk 3 miles. He said, "So what?" And I said, "Hey, buddy, I'll go with you." And so we went for a 5K walk so he could hatch his egg. And while we're walking, he said, "So what is 5K again?" I
said, it's a long way.
It's like 3.1 miles. He goes, "Oh, you know, 5K is a lot easier to say than 3.1 miles. So now I'm terrified that this is going to actually convert us to the metric system because the kids are all excited about it. But see, that's kind of a cool benefit from it. The kids are out there walking around.
Yeah.
Oh, they're not paying attention to traffic. They're about to get run over.
They're walking through the memorials and the Vietnam Veteran memorials.
Well, this is something that needs to be
And the Arlington National Cemetery and the Holocaust Museum.
Yeah.
Come on. And I did not know. You showed up here this morning just, you know, bubbling about Pokemon Go, how you love it, etc. And I'm going,
if I was bubbling.
And so, you were bubbling. And you take your phone and you scan the room, and lo and behold, there was one right in front of me, and I didn't know it. All this time, I've been doing Mornings on the Mall in your absence. Jesse Jane Duff was here, and I did not know that there was a Pokemon sitting literally right next to me in the studio.
Right under your microphone.
You have a picture that I'll Twitter out in a minute.
It's out there on Facebook at WMALDC, and we'll be tweeting it at WMALDC as well, so you can see the Pokemon that was right under Brian Wilson's microphone all morning long. It's a fun
thing. I'm irritated with the
thing. But let's talk about, I understand. were there some kids on your lawn and they were doing it? And you said,
Hey, you kids, take your Pokemon off my lawn. And get off my lawn.
Well, let's talk about the fact that it does show up in some inopportune places, these Pokemon. Apparently, at some of the memorials around town at Arlington. And yes, you're right. Sadly, the Holocaust Museum. In fact, the people who are running the Holocaust Museum have asked people to not use the Pokemon app and play it while they're in the Holocaust Museum. It's not good. Also, I hear that it's at the 9/11 Memorial in New York City. Here's the thing. You shouldn't have your phones and be playing apps anyway. I don't care what the game is. If you're going to the Holocaust Museum, don't be playing any game. I don't know if we need to slime Pokemon with that. Robert in Centerville, you're first up on WMAL. What do you think, Robert?
Yeah, this Pokemon theory is great. Get everybody active. Go out and do whatever. Just keep in mind, you log in and it keeps access to your Gmail. You log in, and it can access your phone 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And see that little camera on it, and everything going on around you, that coupled with facial recognition, and Big Brother knows anybody and everybody around you and what they're doing. Just keep it in mind. You're giving up your rights and your freedom to play some stupid little game.
All right, Robert. Well, and a good Wednesday morning to you as well. Yeah. A couple of things about that. You can not let it have access to your camera if you want. In fact, I suggest that you not let it have access to the camera. I turned the camera on just for the fun picture of the Pokemon here in the studio, but you can play it in the little actual real world if you want to, and keep the camera off. Also, does it have access to your Google email? Well, no. You sign on using one of the, as many, many apps out there require, you have to have a sign on. So you can use any of your email accounts, the standard email accounts to use as a sign on. I don't know if that gives them access to your actual emails, like they're going to break in and read your emails.
There are some even on Capitol Hill, they're now talking about perhaps we need to look into just how much data they are gathering and what they're doing with it. They're concerned about that. And by the way, it's a data hog.
Well, that is an issue. Yeah. And we'll be talking about that. Some of the downside, personally, about the Pokemon Go game that I'm sure your kids are playing, and maybe you are even playing if you're taking a bit of a break from the rough and tumble world that we live in to have some fun with your kids or your grandkids. We'll tell you about some of the drawbacks that you should bear in mind in just a moment. Pokemon Go, it's taken over, at least for a few days, until the next thing comes out. Are you playing it or are you sick of it? 888-630-WMAL. It's 7:15. Now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Any Pokemon there in the traffic center?
Well, quick note, one of my neighbors has one outside of their fence and said yesterday there were about 40 kids. The dog was going crazy, so they're frustrated. They're like, my dog is going mad. Oh, man, it is something. All right, let's start first getting into town. New York Avenue, inbound. Yes, I know you have delays heading toward the 3rd Street Tunnel, but DDOT tells me they've now towed away the car that was inbound New York Avenue at Jersey. New Jersey Avenue lanes are open. To the Wilson Bridge, back near Route 5, Branch Avenue, Maryland into Virginia. Along the way, near 295, looks like that activity from the crash all sits in the median near 295. Still a distraction for all. Let's go into the Oakton area, Virginia, north of I-66. We're definitely bunched up. Extra time if you take 123 northbound, Chain Bridge Road, at Germantown Road. Had a car into a utility pole, so when you get there, a lot to check out, but one lane slowly getting by. 66 has been uneventful. We like that. Heavy in Manassas, Fair Oaks, and briefly as you come up to the Vienna Metro. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Got some clouds with scattered thunderstorms, high of 89 degrees today. 50% chance of rain, but if it does rain, it could be very heavy with some possible storms as well. Tonight, scattered showers, thunderstorms, especially during the evening, low 76 degrees. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny skies. We might have some few afternoon clouds, maybe an afternoon thunderstorm developing. Tomorrow's high is going to be a hot one, 96 degrees. Right now, it's 76 degrees in the nation's capital. 7:16 on WMAL.
Attention homeowners, with this extreme heat, your air conditioning system is working hard every day. If it suddenly stops, call ARS to the rescue. For a limited time, we'll waive our service call fee with any repair. That's huge savings. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
The whole experience right now is really fun in D.C. because there's a lot of like monuments and stuff, which means there's a lot of gyms and Pokestops and everywhere. It's really nice. Yeah. But I just hatched an egg and it was a Pikachu.
Oh, he hatched a Pikachu.
I hate it when that happens.
No, that's a good thing.
Oh, it is? Okay.
There are a lot of gyms in Washington, D.C.
When they go Pikachu, I want to say, God bless you.
Yeah, I guess you're tight. There are a lot. This is a fun city to do it. Again, don't go to the you know, more somber places to play any game, for that matter.
Can I just jump in here? Because we talk about the privacy policy. Apparently, when you do sign up with your Gmail account, it gathers everything that you have in the way of Google, in the Google world.
What does that mean, everything you have?
Well, I mean,
it's not reading my emails.
Well, it gives you access to your Gmail account, including the contents of your Gmail account, according to this story, and it also gives information about where you search on Google. And so apparently, even up on Capitol Hill, Al Franken is concerned about this and has sent a letter to the company saying you need to back off on this, and the company is reviewing its policy.
Yes, I'm sure that there is a liberal Democrat on Capitol Hill who is concerned about a company actually being successful in giving people a diversion. Here is a problem with it, though.
So I'm on an 8 gig plan with my brother, and I used about 90% of it in the last 3 days.
I don't know what he's laughing about.
Went down to Georgetown by myself to catch Pokemon at the Potomac and ended up there for about 4 hours catching Pokemon.
It is definitely going to eat a lot of data, and it also eats a lot of battery time. But you can put it on a battery saver mode, and you can turn your cameras off. And again, it's a few days out of the summer where you're playing a game with your family. Bobby in Gainesville, you're next up on WMAL. Go ahead, Bobby. The downside, the dark side of Pokemon Go?
You know, disclaimer, I don't play it. I don't plan on playing it. But to me, it almost seems like, you know, this company can use it as almost extortion, right? Hey, business, give me money and I'll put more Pokemon into your restaurant. More people will show up. Or on the flip side of that, you know, I think we've already heard in the news, you know, people waiting at these Pokemon hotspots and waiting for people to show up. Oh, hey, that's a nice looking cell phone. Why don't you give me that cell phone? You know, and then they rob them. So I think there's a you know, the exercise part of it sounds great, but, you know, it's almost like, you know, the mafia back in the day was running protection. You know, you start paying this company some money and they'll put the you know, the wise guys in your store and have people come to your store, you know?
Okay. Understood, Bobby. I guess there could be a use of it in that way. All right.
Who's to say they can't control where they put the Pokemon?
I suppose. I mean, well, listen, they do control, and thank you for the call, Bobby. They do control, or at least they have some sort of algorithm that controls where some of these Pokestops are,
yeah,
or where the Pokegyms are, and they have some level of control over that, I guess, in terms of vetoing or approving where these things are, people end up congregating.
Right.
I think that they use it, because I've been researching it a bit. The company who came up with the game has a similar game that utilizes your mapping technology and utilizes Google data that shows where popular places are to go and other landmarks around the world. And so I think that they just use those algorithms, you know, places where people visit very often in any given community.
What critter was that was in the studio with
me? That was
me,
a TV.
A what?
A TV.
A TV.
Yeah.
Eevee?
Or Eevee, excuse me. Yeah, an Eevee. Thank you.
It's an irritating little creature.
Well, yeah, it'll evolve, don't worry. Okay. Gary and Bristow, you're next up on WMAL. What do you say, Gary?
Hey, good morning. Good show. I just wanted to tell parents to really be careful. This weekend, my son, after church, you know, handed his phone to his child, you know, just to kind of entertain him for a while.
And he got
a couple of his cousins, and the next thing we know, 15 minutes, they're gone to the establishment next door. They left the building and walked off, and they were chasing Pokemon. And so it's a very alluring game, and so parents just need to be aware of that.
How old was the child, Gary?
They all were third grade or younger.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Gary. I appreciate that. A good safety tip, I think, with any game or device. Keep an eye on your children. Mark in Ashburn, you're next up on WMAL. Hey, Mark.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey.
I'm a level 20 trainer.
Whoa, already. You've been playing a lot, Mark.
Yeah, I've been playing a bunch. And the data plan isn't too bad. I've used about 180 megs since Wednesday night.
Oh, that's not bad at all.
Yeah, it's really not that bad. There are a couple of tricks. Use Wi-Fi when you can, obviously.
Yeah.
The biggest thing is the Gmail and the Google account. You can actually secure your Google account through Google and not have other people, other apps access it. And that's what I suggest everybody do, is go into their settings in Google.
Okay. Excellent. Yes. Thank you for that, Mark. I appreciate it. Are you ready? Because we're going to have fun in Cleveland at the RNC catching Pokemon everywhere.
So during the riots that are going to be taking place on the streets of Cleveland, we should go out looking for Pokemon. That's your idea.
Yeah.
Okay.
What could go wrong?
All right.
By the way, well done. The plural is Pokemon. Not Pokemon, not Pokemons. Plural of Pokemon is Pokemon.
That's weird.
Yeah, it's good. 722 on WMAL.
What if you have a bunch of them? Is it a gaggle of Pokemon?
A pack of Pokemon. Yes, or a team.
A Pokemon pack.
It's 722 on WMAL.
Let Molly Maid prepare your home this summer. For the WMAL Rollback Summer Special at select Molly Maid locations, contact our Molly Maid friends in Fairfax, Loudoun, Prince William, Stafford, and Fauquier counties at WMAL.com/Molly Maid.
All right, folks, let me tell you right now, summer vacation is here with us. And here's a question. Is your home protected while you're away? You know, I mean, all your precious belongings, are they going to be all right while you're gone? And if you have a home security monitoring service, how much are you paying? Are you paying $30, $40, $50 a month? That's too much. Let me tell you what you need to do. You need to switch over to Ackerman. So here's the first thing you need to know. It doesn't cost you a penny to switch over. It's absolutely free. And then, you know, when you start switching over and you start to pay, you're going to pay less. You're going to pay $19.95 a month for burglary, fire, medical alert, and carbon monoxide monitoring. And then here's another added bonus, and it's as good as it gets with the folks over at Ackerman. 6 months free monitoring. That's right, 6 months. For the first 6 months, you'll pay nothing. How can you go wrong? If you've got another security monitoring service, you need to change, because they've got 40 years experience over at Ackerman. You can trust the professionals at Ackerman, the only company with a guaranteed response time. You need to take action now. Take the action now between now and July 31st. Get up to 6 months of monitoring free. Here's the number, 888-999-1070, or visit AckermanSecurity.com.
It's easy to overreact to headlines, especially in volatile times like these, but there could be a cost to inaction as well as action. So how are you supposed to know what to do and when? Hi, this is Chase Hinderstein, co-host of The Wise Investor Show. We manage investments for our clients. We'd be happy to help you plan your financial future.
Chase Hinderstein
and the Wise Investor Group are affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company. Call 1-866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed wise investor.
Northern Virginia Community College knows you're busy, so they offer convenient locations and flexible schedules, including online options to make it easy to fit college into your active life. With an associate degree from Nova, you could earn $500,000 more than with just a high school diploma. Plus, Nova's guaranteed admission agreements help you transfer seamlessly for your bachelor's degree. Nova's next session begins August 22nd. Get started today by visiting nvcc.edu/startstrong.
On July 16th, The Good Life is calling your name. Your next chapter could be your best at Trilogy by Shea Holmes. Discover Trilogy at Lake Frederick in the heart of the Shenandoah Valley and explore new paths, feel and look your best, and fill your life with fun and new friends. If you can dream it, you can do it at the 55-plus Trilogy by Shea Holmes Resort Community. Trilogy's brand-new 36,000-square-foot resort club and five new model homes grand open on July 16th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Visit TrilogyLife.com/Lake Frederick to discover more. That's TrilogyLife.com/Lake Frederick.
It's 7:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Garbage Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland, an abrupt delay on the 270 spur. If you're coming from, say, River Road on that inner loop of the Beltway and heading past Democracy Boulevard, that's where we're bunching up with the stalled car. Southbound lanes are open. Heaviest stretches first through Urbana, Hyattstown, Rockville, and as you head from the split onto the spur toward River Road. Topside, we're bunched up College Park through to Silver Spring. Wilson Bridge backups costing about 30 minutes right now as you approach delays before St. Barnabas Road. The incident in the local lanes at 295, that's been cleared. A lot of our commuters that head in through town toward the Suitland Federal Center, it's going to be extra time if you use Silver Hill Road. The crash is northbound Silver Hill Road north of the Suitland Parkway, so do watch for police to direct. Getting a little bit better in Oakton. Crews have it under control, still dealing with the car and utility pole on 123 at Germantown Road. Watch for their direction. And inbound New York Avenue, busy. Looks like we have a second broken down car inbound New York Avenue at 1st Street before you get to the 3rd Street Tunnel. That's in the center. Update brought to you by Here Maps. Now, wherever the open road takes you, find your way with Here Maps. It's the free app that has maps for the entire world. Offline turn-by-turn navigation means that you don't need to use your data plan. Get it now at here.com/maps. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Most of the thunderstorms today come with an afternoon and evening bias, and then they'll back off. 89 today's high temperature. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 76 degrees at 7:27 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Last night, Brian Wilson was the All-Star Game, and once again, the American League, Baltimore's own American League, won, and the National League lost. Yeah. So that means the Nats, if they make it, when the Nationals to the World Series, they will be the away team because, you know, now they play that whole thing.
The game matters. That's
what
they
keep telling us. Here's a one highlight. In fact, I think the one highlight for the Nationals last night.
22-year-old waits and grounds one toward the middle. Murphy, what a play to end the inning. Daniel Murphy says, I can hit home runs still. And who says I can't play defense at second?
Yeah, Daniel Murphy. Daniel Murphy dug a grounder out of the hole at second and threw out the runner at first. So there's that. And then finally, one other thing in sports, golfers are dropping like flies or dropping like mosquitoes out of the Olympic Games in Rio.
I think this is wimpy.
Here's Rory McIlroy.
I've said to people I have four Olympic Games a year. You know, that's my pinnacle. That's what I play for. That's what I'll be remembered for. Most other athletes dream their whole lives of competing in the Olympics, winning an Olympic gold, and we haven't. We dream of winning claret jugs and winning green jackets.
You don't like the fact that these golfers are dropping out of the Olympics because of the mosquitoes.
Yeah, they say, what are you afraid of? A little skeeter? Come on.
Well, that's not it completely, but listen, it's Zika. What, if you don't have to go to, are you going to Rio?
I would not hesitate to go.
Really?
Because I have DEET. I have skeeter repellent. It's not
you.
A big deal. Long sleeve shirts and some skeeter repellent, and you're fine.
Well, when it comes to golf, Rory McIlroy, who won the gold medal for golf any year? Can you name any?
I don't know.
Exactly. No one cares, but people care who wins the
Masters.
Have
they even had it?
Yeah. It's 7:28 on WMAL.
Do you have a family you care about? Don't have them wishing you didn't keep putting off doing the right thing. Hi, this is Attorney Mike Collins. I'm not trying to lay a guilt trip on you, but I am trying to get you to shape up your affairs. Sleep easier knowing you've done all you can to protect your loved ones from needless expense, taxes, and hassle down the road. Come to my seminar and learn what you need to do now to avoid a legal mess in the future. Tuition is free. Register now at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
You're a small to mid-sized business with 300 to 3,000 employees. You face the same network security challenges as big businesses do, but can't support a big IT investment, leaving your doors open to advanced cyber threats. Barracuda Next Generation Firewalls provide all the core features of enterprise firewalls and UTMs, but without hidden costs and deployment hurdles, making owning a big business firewall no big deal for your SMB. Reclaim your network. Try a Barracuda Next Gen Firewall risk-free at Barracuda.com/firewalls.
Coming up on WMAL, a big, big decision yesterday between the Philippines and China over those islands in the South Asia Sea. We'll tell you about it, and we'll talk to Casey McFarland of the Fox News Channel right after the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Thompson Creek Windows. At this hour, Britain's outgoing Prime Minister David Cameron is addressing the House of Commons in his final session of Prime Minister's Questions. He'll formally submit his resignation today and be succeeded by Theresa May. A burglary at a pawn shop in Baton Rouge tipped off authorities to an alleged plot to kill police officers. Police initially caught one man coming out of the pawn shop with a gun, an interrogation that led to more suspects.
Officers raided a home yesterday here in South Baton Rouge, and they arrested two other suspects, one of them a 13-year-old. They were able to recapture some of the weapons that were stolen during the burglary. There were eight weapons taken in all. They now have six in their possession, but there are still two weapons, two handguns, that are missing, so officials are still looking for them, and they are looking for a potential fourth suspect.
Correspondent Boris Sanchez. The first three funerals are to take place today in Dallas, where five police officers were shot to death last Thursday.
Brent Thompson, who was with DART, the first Dallas area rapid transit officer to be killed in the line of duty, will be laid to rest today. Michael Smith with Dallas Police Department and Lauren Ahrens, all of them laid to rest today as the city mourns.
Correspondent Sarah Seidner. New figures on crime in D.C. show that in the first half of this year, overall crime was down slightly from the same period last year. Robberies were down, homicides were down, but assaults with a dangerous weapon and overall violent crime were up slightly. Checking your money. The Dow opened today at 18,348. The Nasdaq at 50,23. Sports, the American League gets the win at baseball's All-Star Game. Max Scherzer pitches one inning, striking out one. Orioles reliever Zach Britton gets the save. WNBA, the Mystics are in Phoenix tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
A window sale sounds good, but the biggest window sale of the year sounds even better, right? Hey, it's Brian Wilson, and you've heard me talk about Thompson Creek Windows for years. Why? Because Thompson Creek Window Company designs, builds, and installs the best windows in town. I went to their factory right off the Beltway. I saw how each window is custom made for your home and our unique climate. The best part is that there are no middlemen, and you're saving yourself headaches and money with that. Right now, Thompson Creek Window Company is having the biggest window sale of the year by taking 25% off every window. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK. For new windows, Thompson Creek is the best choice, and they'll come out for free to show you why. You will be amazed. I guarantee it. Appointments will fill up fast. Call 855-57-CREEK. 855-57-CREEK.
Home sweet home, sweet Thompson Creek.
You can have the convenience of teeth in a day with a 10-year warranty on implants from a dentist who has over 36 years of experience. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and I can restore a full arch of teeth in a single pain-free visit with a variety of sedation options to keep you completely relaxed and comfortable. Losing one or more of your teeth creates a gap in your smile, affects your ability to chew properly, and changes the shape of your face, causing the appearance of premature aging. Dental implant treatments are now the standard of care for tooth replacement. Smile big. Eat what you want. I can perform this latest dental implant treatment in a single pain-free visit. And for our high fear patients, you can even sleep through the entire procedure.
McMillan Sedation Dentistry welcomes Dr. Jamie LaViola to our Alexandria practice. Call today at 877-394-4511, 877-394-4511, online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Waving to someone and then realizing you don't know them. Embarrassing. Walking through a screen door at a large party. Embarrassing. Talking to your doctor about your poop? Come on, it's your doctor. He's heard it all before. So don't keep a lid on it. Talk to your doctor if you have frequent diarrhea, unexplained weight loss, gas, bloating, or stomach pain. Because if you have just one of these symptoms, you could have a medical condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. It means your pancreas isn't making enough enzymes to break down the food you eat. But the good news is, EPI is a manageable condition. Go to identifyepi.com and take the symptom quiz. That's identifyepi.com. Print out your answers, bring it to your doctor, and just talk about your symptoms. Don't keep a lid on it. Talk to your doctor. Go to identifyepi.com to learn more.
Brought to you by AbbVie.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, better news in Oakton. Looks like they've reopened the lanes on 123 Germantown Road. That's north of I-66. Good work by crews there. Had a car and utility pole. Around the Beltway through Annandale, heavy from the toll road to the Legion Bridge, but that looks like just our normal volume. 270, same story, which is the normal stop and go as well. Now, when you get onto the 270 spur, we're slow in each direction, passing among Democracy Boulevard. Had the broken down in the northbound lanes of 270 spur at Democracy. Broken down New York Avenue inbound before you get to the 3rd Street Tunnel at 1st Street. Now seeing delays each direction on the southeast-southwest freeway. The westbound side after the 3rd Street Tunnel. Crews were responding to a crash near Main Avenue. And for our commuters using Silver Hill Road, it is slow this morning. The crash Silver Hill Road north of the Suitland Parkway under police direction. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Most of the thunderstorms today come with an afternoon and evening bias, and then they'll back off. 89 today's high temperature. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 75 in Woodbridge, 75 in Olney, 77 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by V&F Office Products. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
It's 7:37 on WMAL. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. Coming up at 8:05, Elizabeth Schultz, Fairfax County School Board member, will give us a lowdown on the transgender policy being pushed through that school district. You'll get your chance to chime in as well. And then at 8:35, John Thompson, AAA, to talk about the district's love affair with speed cameras and the money collected. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brad Wilson.
And joining us now on the line, KT McFarland, Fox News national security analyst and good friend of this program. Good morning to you, KT.
Good morning, gentlemen.
All right, so big decision out of The Hague. This is an international decision, international court, and they ruled in favor of the Philippines in a dispute that has been ongoing with the Chinese about how they are trying to control the South China Sea and control basically an area where a lot of shipping takes place. It turns out The Hague has decided that the Philippines is right and China does not have control of that territory that it claims, and China has said we don't acknowledge this decision. We don't respect this decision. What's going to happen here?
Well, it's a place to watch. I mean, what's the next move in the chess game? You know, China anticipated this was going to be the result from the Hague ruling, so it came out 10 days ago and had a military exercise in exactly the area that the Chinese claim is theirs. And so they told everybody else, stay out, we're going to have this big exercise. The problem with any international tribunal is that they don't have a navy, they don't have an army. How do they enforce it? If China says, we're not interested, as they say, the expression, possession is nine-tenths of the law, and that may apply here. So I think that what the United States now needs to do, as well as the other countries, the Asian Pacific countries, is start sailing around in that South China Sea area that China hopes to claim as its own internal Chinese lake. Commercial vessels, obviously, but military vessels as well, Navy ships, because the Chinese plan is not to do anything dramatic and seize it or have a war. It's to incrementally just grab a little bit more until all of a sudden, oh, well, it's a fait accompli, it's theirs.
So explain something to me, KT McFarland, because I think you're right. China doesn't care. What's the point of these international tribunals and these international courts? Because like anything else in the world, the good, upright, self-respecting nations who actually give a flip about international relations, like us, like Great Britain, like Western European nations, we'll all adhere to it. We'll all follow it. We'll all do what the international court says. But thug nations like China, they don't care. So why don't we just disband this thing?
Well, it's the same argument people have made about the United Nations, same argument people make about gun control.
Okay.
You know, the good guys are going to obey the law, and the guys who don't find the law convenient to them, they're going to ignore the law. It's like Putin moving the boundaries in Europe. You know, the arrangement, the United Nations deals, you're not supposed to move boundaries in Europe by force, and yet Putin has done so. So, at the end of the day, everybody says, where's the cop? Well, it's always the United States, historically, that's been the cop. We're not going to go to war over anything like this, but I think the important thing is to see these things coming before they're fait accompli, before they're a crisis. There's a great expression that the smart man finds his way out of a crisis, but the wise man prevents the crisis from happening. That's why I think it's extremely important that the United States gets the other countries, but as well, sails through that region before it becomes a crisis.
All right, I want to talk about something else that is in the news this morning. You know General Mike Flynn, a man who is actually being considered as a running mate for Donald Trump. He was the top guy at the Defense Intelligence Agency, the DIA. He was the number two for a while, then he became the top guy. He was President Obama's number one go-to guy for information, one would imagine, about what's going on in the battle against ISIS on the actual battlefield. He reveals in an interview with the Daily Caller that he never one time, and all of the time he served as the chief of Defense Intelligence, he never met with the president. Now, you know what it is to operate in that kind of environment. Are you surprised by that?
Yes and no. Yes, I'm surprised because it speaks to how unseriously this administration takes certain crises. But again, I'm not surprised because the president's made it very clear. I mean, Flynn, throughout his career, and he's probably the senior, most respected intelligence officer, career intelligence officer who knows about radical Islam. He's been in Afghanistan. He's been at the Defense Intelligence Agency. He's seen it as a practitioner, and he's seen it as an analyst. And he's, from the very beginning, warned about the rise of radical Islam, warned about Al-Qaeda, warned about ISIS. And the president doesn't think those are as big a problem
as others. If you profess to be, very concerned about the rise of ISIS and trying to get ISIS under control, seems like that guy would be somebody on
your... You'd want him on speed dial.
You'd want him on speed dial. You want to talk to him once a week at the very least, it would seem.
Well, I'm not going to say what the president's schedule should be, but I think it speaks to the general impression that the president leaves, that he's not going to identify this as a problem. He's not going to do anything about it. He's going to go out and make speeches about how his policy is working. But any fool can see that the world's on fire, that radical Islam, whether it's ISIS or Al-Qaeda or Boko Haram or pick your variety of radical Islamists, they're all over the world. And so whatever it is we've been doing for the last 15 years, but most particularly for the last 7, have failed. That's why I would put somebody like Mike Flynn on speed dial.
KT, last minute here. Are we going to see you at the convention next week in Cleveland? For the
you bet, right front and center.
Excellent. We will be there as well. Hopefully you can swing by our booth at Radio Row live.
Okay, that's where I hear they're handing out free donuts.
In the meantime,
donuts,
if there's any left.
If I get there first, they may not be any.
In the meantime, I would love to see you on the stage there. Do you think national security will be front and center at this convention? And if not, why not?
Well, I certainly hope it is, because if you look at any of the polling of the American people, their number one issue is the economy, number two is terrorism, number three is foreign policy. So add terrorism and foreign policy together, and that, to me, trumps everything.
All right.
Trumps everything. I see what you just did.
KT, you're the best. Good to talk to you this morning.
I'm coming by for the donuts, guys.
All right, we'll see you next week.
Come on by. We're in a parking garage, I understand.
It's 744 on WMAL.
Chris Plant here. Elite Shooting Sports is the nation's most advanced indoor range. 65,000 square feet, 42 lanes. This state-of-the-art facility even has an on-site gunsmith. Visit EliteShootingSports.com. You'll thank me later.
Yeah, no, you should have your carpets professionally cleaned at least once a year, even more if you've got pets. If you've got dirt, mud, traffic marks, smell bad odors in your carpets, it's time for a real carpet cleaning. I'm talking about the best carpet cleaners, my friends at Zero Res. Zero Res clean my carpets. They leave them looking brand new, feeling soft, smelling fresh. Honestly, I can't recommend them enough. I feel like I have new carpets, and it's summertime. Now, consider the fact that your kids and your grandkids are likely spending a lot of time on the floor, reading, gaming, watching movies. They're playing on the floor more than ever. That's why it's important to use a green and environmentally friendly carpet cleaning expert like Zero Res. No, not because, you know, some of those other carpet cleaning companies are going to, you know, ruin the planet. No, this is about your children's skin. Who wants your kids to be rolling around on some chemicals left over on the carpets? Yeah, you don't want that. Use Zero Res's patented empowered water cleaning process. It's free of toxins. It's good for your kids. It's good for your carpets. It's good for your wallet. Look at this. For a limited time, Zero Res is going to clean your carpets for $39 a room. $39 a room. Minimums apply. Call Lewis right now at Zero Res, 703-382-1221. 703-382-1221, or check them out online at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
It is now 7:45 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And I often hear people say it's so confusing driving around the traffic circles. Well, this doesn't make it easier. DuPont Circle, they're having problems with the signal lights. Massachusetts, as you come up to DuPont, New Hampshire, all that area with signal lights on flash. So really take it easy and allow time and space for your neighbors to get through there. Again, around DuPont Circle with signal light problems. 270, the crash is southbound near Montrose Road. This will be before you get to the Beltway. Multiple cars reported to be involved. Topside jammed, College Park to Silver Spring, Virginia. 66 has been pretty decent this morning. It's just been about that stop and go in Manassas, Centerville, Fair Oaks, in on 50. Before you get to the Beltway, this will be Virginia 50. Arlington Boulevard as you come up to the intersection with Prosperity Avenue. Incident reported. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Further, a pretty good chance of showers, thunderstorms, mainly during the afternoon today. Varying amounts of clouds, some sunshine this morning, and maybe a stray shower or two this afternoon. Scattered storms through this evening after a lose to daytime heating. Things will settle down. 89 today, then down to 76 overnight tonight. A hit or miss storm tomorrow afternoon. Hotter, 96. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 76 degrees. It's 7:46 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
We don't need a president who promises to put coal miners out of work and raise the utility rates of hardworking Americans. And as the proud father of a United States Marine, let me say from my heart, we don't need a president who took 13 hours to send help to Americans under fire and after four brave Americans fell, said what difference at this point does it make?
That is Indiana Governor Mike Pence, who was on the stump with Trump yesterday and getting really high marks for his performance. And here's the thing. He may well be the vice presidential nominee. I mean, the betting money right now is that Mike Pence, governor of Indiana, former congressman, spent 10 years on Capitol Hill representing the 2nd District of Indiana on the Hill, may be the man that Donald Trump turns to fill that slot as his running mate.
Yep.
And he gave a great performance. What's unusual about it is the book on Mike Pence is a very conservative guy, social conservative, pretty good congressman, pretty good governor, but a sort of a low-key guy.
Low-key for sure. You could hear it in remarks there.
Yeah, but he was
low energy like Jeb. Yeah. Yeah,
but he was not yesterday. He was coming on and very passionate, making his attack, and that's what Donald Trump has said that he wants. He wants an attack dog, somebody who can go out there and really take it to the competition and to the other side, and Mike Pence demonstrated yesterday that he could indeed do that. So here's the betting money right now. In fact, some stories have said it's 95% done. It's going to be Pence. Then there's people who say, yeah, well, maybe Newt Gingrich is still in the mix. And then other people saying, well, Chris Christie. So that seems to be, if I had to rank it, that's the conventional, pre-convention, conventional wisdom.
Okay. Well, and you think it'll definitely be decided before the convention, not at the convention.
And again, apparently there are folks who are saying that they've been told that Trump will make the announcement by Friday, maybe on Friday, before the convention begins.
Well, we'll see. I mean, listen, the way these things go, and especially the way it's been going last several years, whoever people are talking about right before the decision is made is not the person that it ends up being, right? I mean, if you're on the short list, if you're the one that, you know, odds are it's going to be this guy, then odds are it's not going to be that guy. But let's say it is Pence for a minute. Can I just let me just throw it out there?
Okay.
The nominee, Donald Trump, he picks his running mate option, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's a done deal, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, not really. I mean, the delegates have to vote on it, don't
they? That's true, yes.
And by the way, if I'm just throwing it out there, but the delegates are not bound to vote for the VP pick, are they? I mean, they're bound to pick. Well, Virginia now they're not actually bound to.
I think he would really relieve a lot of concerns that some people have, and I don't think that's likely to happen.
Well, if it's Pence, perhaps, but who knows who it is? But we already know that Ted Cruz has won a lot of these delegates here. They're bound to vote for Donald Trump on the first ballot. We know that. Mm-hmm. And Donald Trump will be the nominee, it looks like. But what is stopping all of these Ted Cruz delegates from staying? Hold on a minute. We reject Donald Trump's choice for vice president. We nominate Ted Cruz for vice president.
Yeah, okay.
And you've got all those Ted Cruz delegates sitting in the room in Cleveland. What's stopping that from happening?
Would you like to lay a little money on that scenario?
I am not betting. I am saying, I'm asking a question. What's stopping that from happening?
Common sense.
Really? It's 7:50 on WMAL.
I've done this a million times.
You never know when an emergency will arise.
Watch this!
So don't wait until you have one to know where the nearest emergency room is. With 12 locations, there's always an Inova emergency room near you. And the Inova app shows you which is the closest and each of their wait times. Our 12 hospital-based and freestanding emergency rooms are all open 24 hours and offer board-certified emergency physicians and seamless transport to the area's only Level 1 trauma center at Inova Fairfax Hospital. With specialized children's emergency rooms at Inova Fairfax and Inova Loudoun Hospitals, our pediatrics-trained emergency physicians are prepared to treat emergencies and patients of any size. So when the inevitable happens, you're prepared. Inova, join the future of health. Visit inova.org/app.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
An air conditioner tune-up from my stand-up guys at Snell will make you say, wow.
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 Yeah, wow. Seriously, get one of my air conditioner tune-ups from Snell, and you are going to say wow. Wow to lower energy bills. Wow to reliability and constant comfort. And wow because you're going to get that legendary service that my stand-up guys are famous for. Background checked, drug tested, professional, polite, and punctual. You know, stand-up guys. And in a word, wow.
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 A wow AC tune-up from the stand-up guys at Snell. Now there's an idea we can all get behind.
703-450-6300. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100+ job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100+ job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
It's now time to check in on your money with Chuck Kamlick at the CNBC Business Desk.
Good morning. The Dow and the S&P 500 start the day at new all-time highs in Britain. Theresa May will become England's new prime minister this morning, only the second female to run the country ever. That succession, by the way, eased some investor fears about what happens after the Brexit vote. Part of the reason stocks rose yesterday, and that will help give them some float this morning, although not as much. Mortgage applications up another 7% last week with loan rates at three-year lows. More owners are refinancing their current mortgages. Turns out people who buy Apple Watches really like them. A J.D. Power study shows Apple Watch owners gave the product a score of 852 out of 1,000, 10 points higher than Samsung Watch owners. Beer makers tried no alcohol beer sales in the 80s and 90s, but they went flat. Budweiser's trying it again, spending $1 billion to test sales of low and no alcohol beer this year. Meanwhile, big beer makers will also start listing ingredients on their beer labels, along with calorie count and alcohol content, if any. I'm Chuck Kamlick, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
When choosing an agent to sell your home, what matters to you? Is it experience, personality, the references? What if you could have all of those things and more? Frank Prindle of RE/MAX Allegiance has over 25 years of real estate experience. As a West Point grad and a military veteran, Frank incorporates the work ethic he gained in the service to selling homes. You see, real estate mogul and Shark Tank co-star Barbara Corcoran, you know her, she recommends Frank Prindle in the Metro D.C. area out of thousands of agents. And on top of that, there is absolutely no risk to working with Frank. He will sell your home for a price at a deadline you agree upon, or he will buy it outright guaranteed. Diane wanted to sell her rental home in Metro D.C., but wanted to avoid much-needed renovations. Frank was able to market the property to the right buyers and deliver Diane a contract within 60 days. Call the only agent I would call if I were to sell a home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538. That's 703-399-4538. Online at itrustfrank.com.
It's 7:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here comes Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Larry, this will be like searching for Pokemon. Confusion sets in and DuPont Circle, the signal lights are flashing, so we have problems. Everyone trying to get into the circle, a little bit of madness there, so treat it as caution and try to get your neighbors to get through there as well. Now, Baltimore-Washington Parkway, south of the exit for BWI Airport, we have a crash, serious one, southbound Baltimore-Washington Parkway after Route 100. 395 will take you from the Beltway to Glebe Road, stop and go where we had the stalled car in the right lane. Traffic update brought to you by MyCleanPC.com. If your computer is running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com, get a free computer diagnosis in minutes. Activate MyCleanPC software. Clean out the junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Showers, thunderstorms in the forecast, random amounts of clouds and some sunshine today. Most of those storms this afternoon, 89. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 77 degrees at 7:57.
It's summertime. Baseball's in full swing, the kids are swimming, and the grills are hot. You know what that means. Your energy bills are soaring as the summer heat pours right into your home through outdated, inefficient windows. Replace your old windows with Marvin's replacement window, the Infinity. Made of Altrex fiberglass, the Infinity offers the classic traditional look of wood, 8 times the strength of vinyl, and more natural light with more glass space and smaller profiles. And throughout July, the Window Man is offering $500 discounts on Infinity fiberglass window orders. Schedule your free estimate by calling 703-978-9888 or visit a Window Man showroom in Fairfax or Alexandria. The Window Man is the educational window company. No games, gimmicks, or pressure to buy now. We educate, you decide. CS for saving details, limited time offer.
One of the things I love to do living in Washington, D.C. is walk around the city, but walking is painful if your feet hurt. Are you bothered by an achy back? Do you suffer from plantar fasciitis? You need to go see my friends at the Good Feet store. I was fitted for my arch supports and was able to walk out of the store with them in my shoes that day. So go to the Good Feet store at Rockville Pike and Wintergreen Plaza next door to Total Hockey or their location in Vienna at the corner of 123 and Park. Tell them Chris Plant sent you. The Good Feet store, the place to go when you're feet hurt.
The credit crisis of 08's long gone. The Brexit vote has come and gone, but our own election is fast approaching. It's enough to rattle anyone. And is it making you nervous about your investments? Hi, Rick Edelman here, and I want to help you rescue your money. So come to my brand new seminar, Rescue Your Money, based on my number one best-selling book. You'll discover the one major investment goal you should have, the two major obstacles you'll face, the seven ways investors fail, the one big question you need to answer, and the one solid investment strategy you need to help you achieve financial security. You'll also get a free copy of Rescue Your Money. The seminar comes to Fairfax Tuesday and Wednesday, July 19th and 20th at 7 p.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? If so, call ARS Rescue Router. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. For details and to schedule your free estimate, visit arsofvirginia.com.
Coming up on WMAL,
we'll be joined by Elizabeth Schultz, Fairfax County School Board member, as the school board there takes up the issue of transgendered bathroom policy.
Also, we'll check in with John Townsend of AAA to find out why the District of Columbia is addicted to traffic cameras. I'll give you a hint.
Ching. WMAL FM